B, I got to cook 100 hamburgers tonight. You want to come through?
Nope. Have fun, dog.
Shout out to Clay Boys. They're going to come. Who's serve some boy? Shaved ice. You ever had Clay Boys?
Nah.
Shout out to Landfill. So, he loves that song.
Seriously, man. It'd be easy for you to cook 100 burgers. No problem.
Well, so they do a thing in my kid's school. The Father's Club puts on this, like, party for the kids.
Seems like you cook a lot, though. Any other family, not, any other father not a cook?
Greg Papa, if you're listening, your ass better be there. I know your kids don't go to the school anymore, but you sucked me into this, and now I'm calling you out.
Every time y'all do this thing in school, the father's thing, you cooking. Nobody else cook.
I do the Friday Night Lights, and I do the mulch sale. That's my volunteer.
What you do, cook them, cook them like to a little medium well, and then put them in the
grills. You know those like giant, like
yeah. But I mean, you cook them a certain thing, and you throw them into the pan, and you put them in the oven. And
there's no oven. We're in a parking lot.
Oh, you got all that. Well, then you just get that. Then
that grill just gets super hot.
You take your little pans and you put it on the little thing with the little fire under it, and you can keep them warm that way, dog.
Now we got a little whatever. You're invited.
I don't want them to get cold. I'm not. I don't want to come.
You sure?
Yeah, because every time I'm around a grill, I start cooking. So no, I'm not coming. And you know that, so that's why you try to invite me.
Shout out to Landfill.
He'll be like, look, I got to go over here and get some. He won't come back. I'll be cooking them 100 burgers.
Landfill has a half-numb mouth. We're praying for you. Thoughts and prayers. Also, shout out to Rooster.
I wish they wouldn't have numbed his mouth, just pull his teeth out.
That is mean. If you missed our last segment, Rooster said a word that's not bad. Like, he didn't violate anything. But the word he said only means one thing. Like, to all humans. And now, of course, he's trying to say, Rooster just tweeted you and I, Brian. He said, there's a different meaning of that word in the dictionary. And, of course, that's what I meant. Of course. First question for Ask Me Mitch Anything. Do you believe Rooster?
No.
Cool. Denton Day is here. He's a hard guy to book. He's wearing a leather jacket, a wife beater, a beanie hat that is shaped like the end of a condom.
It looked like he's been riding the motorcycle.
He looks like a condom right now.
Like he's riding the motorcycle.
Like you're wearing latex. How are you, Denton?
Damn, Jay.
I feel like calling me a condom is worse than Rooster calling you guys fun bags.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know how the FCC works in that.
I think regard. Rooster called Jeff fun bags.
Oh, I was told it was everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
I know what that word means, and he didn't use it correctly. But Denton, please, you get to lead off. Ask B. Mitch anything.
All right, B. Mitch, this is a classic question, but I've known you for 3 years. I've never asked you this question. So I'll make this safe for radio. Fornicate, marry, kill, pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
What?
Are you not familiar with that game?
Never play that game?
No.
Bleep, marry, kill. You get three options. You got to decide what you want to bleep, what you want to marry, and what you want to kill.
And I tell you what I want to bleep?
Yeah.
And your options are French toast, waffles.
And pancakes.
And pancakes.
The breakfast
Trinity.
Oh, Trinity.
I thought you were going to name somebody. I'm about to name Halliday. So French toast, what else?
What's that?
French toast and what else?
Waffles and pancakes.
French toast, waffles. French toast, I'm a bleep. Waffles. I probably marry waffles. I don't like pancakes. I like waffles.
So
I kill them.
I would marry French toast, bleep waffles, and kill pancakes.
I'm killing the pancakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I'm more with B, man. French toast is a freak. You know, you always get a powdered sugar and fruit on it. So that's more of a bleep than a marriage.
Yeah.
You want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed?
The French toast is like hot, sexy, and you know. And,
yeah, but sometimes you don't want that freaky stuff on like a Wednesday. Keep going. You know?
I have a question. Denton, you're recently engaged, right?
Correct.
When are you getting hitched? Is that in the works?
Oh, yeah. Everything is basically booked.
When is it?
It's in like April.
So April. All right. So it's coming.
It's in like April. That's going to be here tomorrow, dude.
So you better get Denton's getting ready. Married in the spring. And our guy, Jeff Funny Walker, very kindly invited Denton and his fiance to a sex aerobics class.
Yeah.
And Denton turned it down.
Yeah, we will not be. We're busy. I don't know what the date is. Classes, but we're busy.
All right, let's hit these phones.
Oh, man.
Damon is in Oxon Hill. What's up, D?
What's up, Damon?
Damon, you
Damon,
there?
You up, bro?
Jeff, Damon calls Damon.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there
What's
he
up,
is.
Man? How you doing, brother?
We got you.
Nothing much. Like I say, thank you again, gentlemen, for taking my call.
All right.
Oh. because I'm being forced into early retirement for what I do, to take care of my mom who's sick with dementia, that's what's going to lead my question today. Brian, when you retired, were you ready for it emotionally?
Was I ready for retirement emotionally? I thought I was, but once it happened, nope. But I got to it quickly because I had started doing stuff to prepare myself for after the game, and it worked for me well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a follow-up question.
Yes.
How often did you cry when you recognized it was real?
That the thing was over?
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever cried. But I had some of the moments where I felt like I was depressed.
Did you cry when you went in the Ring of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Damon. Good call, man.
I had some serious thoughts about it. Like, man, you sure you want to not play anymore?
Yeah, I get it.
But every time I thought about having to make the first and second guy miss, I said, yeah, you made the right decision.
Not having to ice your knees.
No, I'm just saying, like, when I would catch a punt from my first 13 years, this is no lie, I never even thought about that first or second guy. It's just natural moves. When I was playing that last game in New York, it was cold as hell. I'm on the field. I started trembling. And I caught the ball, and I'm, like, thinking, like, how am I going to make those two? I want to make those two miss. And I'm like, okay. Like I always say, when you're thinking, when you're thinking, you're losing. And I say, no, I'm done. And I remember after the game, like, how you feeling? I say, I'm done. I'm not playing no more. And they're like, what? I'm like, done. Because, you know, when it catches up with you, let it go.
Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, what up?
Vinny, how you doing, brother?
Fellas, hit him with the The deep is going fall. How y'all feeling, man?
Here we go.
Scenario. Here we go.
All right.
So you're 5-yard line. You're down by 6. You're trying to go in and score one touchdown. But your starting quarterback goes down, all right?
Uh-huh.
You got three of the worst backups. I'm going to name them for you. You got Jamarcus Russell. You got Heath Shula. Who are you going
with? Who's the last guy?
Matt Leinart.
And who I need to get me in is, I'm going to go with Heath Shula because Heath Shula was strong as hell in the legs, and he also was a high jumper, so I think he could probably get me in the end zone.
Hold on. What are the options? Heath Shula, Matt Leinart, or who?
Jamarcus Russell.
Bro, Leinart doesn't belong in that category. I'm not even sure Heath belongs in that category. Jamarcus was an all-time.
Heath was awful, dog.
Yeah,
but I would take it definitely. Because of his athleticism. I wouldn't have him throw a pass. No, but see, I'm telling you, he was an athlete, bro. Just wasn't a quarterback.
Dude,
I feel that.
Leinart, his numbers are pretty damn bad.
Pretty damn bad. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinny. Take care, dude.
You were trying to defend him, Jay.
Why is everybody coming at me? Cody? Toby? Why is everybody, what the hell?
What's up, bro?
All right, this is a fella named Grofton. Hello, Grofton.
Hey, what up? How y'all gentlemen doing?
We good, bro.
Hey, B-Lick, I got a quick question. I need you to ask Mr. Finley, why do he allow them trolls airtime?
Which trolls?
The ones that always be talking about bad about our team.
We try to be equal opportunity people, and when they get stupid, you know, I'll quickly make them be gone. Seriously.
But if I may, Grofton, so Toby is doing the call screening today, and in turn, uh-huh. There's a lot of information about every caller, right? But normally Jeff does the call screening, and it just says their name. So I don't normally know what the hell each person's going to talk about. So it ain't on me. It's on Jeff.
Hey, look, man, freedom of speech is a thing. Even if look, you got to think. Even we get bleeped.
So that's why you don't fill out the call screener for freedom of speech purposes.
Yeah, cause
your constitutional
is, my thing
pride.
My thing is.
Why are you always blaming Jeff?
This one's actually his fault. Thank you for the call, Grofton.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, bud.
Hey, actually, you're right on that one, OJ. Hey.
I don't know. It just says, like, Bill and Sterling. Like, I don't know what
because
the hell Bill's
I look at
say.
It like this. If it's something that, you know, it's fine to go on air, cool. If it's not, I'm going to hang up on them. And I just like I like y'all to not be prepared so you can give your most genuine answer.
Oh, I like that's what I like to be. I don't want to know what the questions are before.
Yeah. Dude, I also because we will just hang up on dudes if they're out of control. or throw him back on hold and let him stew in the corner. But, like, I believe the world is a better place when the discourse
has... You don't need to give him extra information.
Multiple viewpoints.
Don't give him extra information.
Like, we're better off with varied discourse, not just here, not just living in echo chambers, which I seriously...
Sometimes
believe.
I want to live in an echo chamber.
Okay, dude. Again, I don't know why everybody's coming at me today, but here we go. Hello, is it Comandante Tequila now? What is your name now,
Comandante,
sir?
Yes, sir. Comandante. Comandante is the same thing as Commander.
Right.
So with the tequila, sound better.
Comandante Tequila. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to tailgate at a Bears tailgate this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm always next to him every time we park. So we talk trash to each other. It's all good. That's all love.
All right. So what's your question?
Hey, I got one question. I got two questions. One question, B. Mitch. Look at JP. Do you think his ears could wiggle, got ear muscles?
I think it could.
I think so, too.
But his mouth. But his
I'm
mouth
doing wiggling, it right now on the stream.
His mouth wiggling with it.
Yeah, I can't do it without moving other parts of my face, but.
Look like a damn
you
chipmunk.
Can do it? Wow. Okay, my other question is this. All right. Do you think one day they're going to end up doing the Haka face-off in the field just to terminate the other team?
No.
Just to get them.
I don't know about that. I think if anybody's going to be doing the Haka, it'll just be Louisville doing it because it's something he's honoring somebody or doing something like that. But
thank you, Comandante.
I don't think the whole team will be doing it.
What do you think Comandante's 40 time is, B?
I think he about a... Jeff, what you run that time? A 6 what?
Boy, I ran a 4.6. What are you talking about?
Tell
four.
The truth,
he,
please.
He's like 6.4.
Rolling
eight.
In my 6.4.
Probably an 8.
Okie dokie. We got options, B. Let's go see pick.
You know he forgot to ask me. He forgot he had asked that question.
What question?
Yes, B. How fast I think Commander Tequila run?
No, I wanted your answer. You said 8. I'll take the over.
And you went right past it.
I was deciding not to dunk on Commander Tequila, even though he called in to ask how ugly I am. Hello, Toothpick. How do you do?
What's good, JP?
What
hey,
up,
this question is for both of y'all, really. Okay, so DG said he's taking on all 10-year-olds and all people over the age of 70. B-Mitch? Who you challenging, B-Mitch? I mean, you stepping up to high school or you going lower? What you doing, B-Mitch? Who you challenging?
I'm doing weightlifting and bike riding. I'll challenge any damn body that won't do it. Anybody over 75, anybody under 10.
What, 75 and under 10? Come on, B-Mitch. Hey, you're younger than Gigi.
Hey, man, I don't care. Well, you
thank
know
you,
what?
Pick.
Anybody over 65 and anybody under 12.
All right. Thank you, Pick.
Stay on the dance floor, B. Stay on the dance floor. Later.
Hey, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't must do that no more.
J2F has a question.
J2F.
From Forestville.
So, look, B, I got a question. What's so, you heard the ages that that Daryl Green gave, right?
Yeah.
So, do that mean I got a chance against him in the race? Because I'm not over 70 or under 12.
No, you don't have a chance in hell. What he was saying is he's doing preseason right now, and he say that's going to end real quick, and then he's going to the next one. I saw him run last weekend over at, Greensleaf or whatever right here?
Yeah.
Off of Maine?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I saw him run this weekend. Jeff, you wouldn't even be in the same picture.
Next question. Can you set it up?
All right.
Dude, can you set it up?
Don't waste the Daryl Green ask for him to just torch Jeff.
Bro.
He will beat you by 15 yards.
No, I want the back. See, I always heard about his backpedaling. I want to see if he could really beat me backpedaling.
You want a backpedal race, Daryl Green?
No, I'm running forward.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't set up these stipulations.
No,
it's kind of interesting.
He'll beat him that way. He'll still beat him.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Let's set that up.
All right. Let me get it done one day.
Say no more.
All right, let's see if these boys can be.
If you lose a dude running backwards, then you need to quit.
All right, I need you to be quick. Charlie at College Park, be quick. What up,
Charlie?
Jeff, after the race, I come along and pick up your jock and hand it to you, okay?
There you go. Toby, lock those phones back up.
This is a question for both of you guys. This is rhetorical and sarcastic. I want you guys to tell me where the people are that have been doubting Terry McLaurin this season. not getting open, not making enough effort, not getting to the ball, getting enough.
Remember those idiots early on? Great call. Thank you, Charlie.
They are gone, bro. They're not talking. If he were to drop a pass, they'll try to come out the woodworks then. But you know what? That's been proven wrong already.
Parrothead Drew, be quick.
Yeah, I thought the discussion with Dow Green was really great. Get you pumped for the weekend. But the question I have for B. Mitch is, as an alumni, can you share a little inside information about the difference between how the team is engaging with alumni now versus what they did under previous ownership?
Okay, and previous ownership, if they didn't play for him, they didn't talk to him at all. Right now, they're talking to everybody.
There you go. Simple game. Thank you, Drew.
That's pretty simple. Yeah. All right, take care.
Last one of the day, Jupe. What up, Jupe? Be quick.
Well, all right, cool. I don't know if you guys remember when I asked you what was more exciting, the Ty Yao on a home run or Ty Yao on a quarterback. After watching that highlights from the Cleveland Yankees game, I might have to say it's more exciting for the home run, especially when his eyes is basically on two people, the pitcher and the batter. But, you know, and that's coming from a person that's not a baseball fan with me calling James Woods Jerome. That's all I got for y'all.
You call him Jerome?
Thank you, Jupe.
You thought he was Morris Day?
Local caller Jupe from West
Jupe
Virginia.
Thought he was Morris Day for a minute.
DMWV. When we come back, our guy Moises Lunares.
Moises.
Does the Spanish language call of the Commanders and had a sit down with Jaden Daniels. Moises joins the program next. Looks like Nick Chubb's going to play Sunday for the Browns. Maybe that can help what is just a completely broken offense. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Right now, we're about to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Moises Lunares. You got 100 jobs, dude, so I don't know which one to officially say. Play-by-play for Apple TV, doing all the MLS. You, of course, do the Spanish language call for the Commanders. Mo, what up, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man? You can call me your amigo, bro. That's what I am at the end of the day, right? You have 100 jobs.
Damn right.
You keep me all over the city, but at the end of the day, it's all about the connections and the relationships we have, and always glad to be on the show.
I appreciate all you right, coming brother. On, dude. So, you're also doing the caps now. I want to get to this Jaden stuff, but, dude, how interesting, different, what a world that there's a Spanish language hockey call. Is that the first one in the NHL?
No. It's not the first one in the NHL. It's the first one for the Washington, D.C. area. It's a conversation we've had with the Capitals for the past 6 years because of the pandemic. Everything was put on hold.
Oh, sure.
But they came back around and they said, look, we're trying to jump on board. All of these teams are doing it. The Sharks are doing it. The LA Kings are doing it. The Arizona team also had a Spanish play-by-play, but they moved to Utah.
Right.
The Panthers have play-by-play. The Rangers also have. So NHL is growing, and they're trying to keep up because, as you know, for a couple of years, there was this debate on whether they had fallen off the top four sports in the U.S., and MLS was right there just nitpicking and trying to get into that top spot. So they're doing a great job just expanding the game and making it more accessible to people who had never heard hockey before, and the fact that it has so many similarities to soccer, it makes it a little bit easier to understand for Spanish-speaking fans.
That's dope. That's really cool. So what I wanted to talk about today, though, is you got a sit-down with Jaden Daniels. It was you and El Poderosito.
El Poderosito, sí.
Tell me, what did you think of Jaden? What did you learn? What did you guys talk about?
We were asking for that interview for the past, since training camp. It wasn't available. It just so happened that it fell into our laps this week by coincidence or destiny, whatever you want to call it. He's a great guy. I think I try to focus more on the human side. You know, we've been speaking to him about football.
Sure.
We've been asking him questions about his start. We've been asking him about the NFL, going from college to the NFL. But behind all of that is a great human being, a guy who's a humble kid from the Inland Empire. I'm from South Central Los Angeles, so it's not that far away from where I'm from. And I always feel like when you speak to these athletes and you touch home, it makes them open up a bit. And just listening to him talk about his upbringing, growing up with a large Mexican community and what it was like for him. He's a big fan of Mexican candy. He said that he loves Takis. If you're familiar with the Mexican candy brands. Yeah, those chips.
Yeah.
So he's like, I love Takis. I still eat them. And I was like, that's dope. And one of the things I was really interested in talking to him about was I had read a comment in an article that I believe he wrote himself for the Players Tribune about the impact his father had, his grandfather had, and his mom. We see his mom. We often, you know, run into her at the stadium. But his father played a huge role, and his grandfather played a huge role as well. So he talked about how his grandfather would pick him up after practice, and he was always there when his family wasn't able to or when his parents weren't able to pick him up. And it just shows you the fact that, you know, sometimes to get to this level, there's a lot of hurdles that have to be overcome. You don't just get there. There's an entire village of people working behind you, making sure that you have the opportunities. And he's a guy whose feet are on the ground, very humble. Mm-hmm. You can't tell that he's a second overall pick in the last NFL draft because he tries to stay very grounded. And I thought that was awesome. And at the end of the day, the interview concluded with us giving him a jersey from the national team of El Salvador. And now it's been mostly positive, but I've heard and seen a little comments here and there. And just to really just give you a recap on that is just like you and I have talked in the past, it's what's dominating the Spanish market here in the DMV. Most of these kids are Salvadoran Americans, bilingual, and I just wanted to make sure that he understood that, and he was really impressed because he had no idea that was the case.
And the thing about it, have you ever noticed a guy that young to be that mature?
It's rare. I think yes. Terry's probably one of them. I don't know if he was that young when he came in. So when we met Terry, it was pretty similar. He was a nice guy. You know, we got to talk to him, very grounded as well. But I think Jaden is in a different position. When we talk about Jaden Daniels, there's so many expectations. Just 6 weeks in, and he's already been labeled the next big thing. So that's a lot of pressure for a guy that's that young. But he handles the pressure very well. The same way he does on the field, I think he handles himself off the field. And it's a great thing to see that because you guys won't let me lie. We haven't seen that in Washington, D.C. for the past 10, 12 years.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You and I have talked about this. I know it just, like, growing up here. Is D.C. the biggest El Salvadorian city in America?
One, don't you ever say El Salvadorian again. Salvadoran.
Okay, I'm
working on it. El Salvador, Salvadoran. It's the second largest one. The biggest one is still Los Angeles.
Okay.
The issue and the difference is the fact that when you look at L.A., it's a much bigger city, but it's dominated by the Mexican community. You have larger numbers.
Right.
There's more Salvadorans in L.A. Now, when you come to the DMV, to the D.C. metropolitan area, the difference is the fact that the Salvadoran market dominates. It's the only market in the country where Salvadorans are the majority of the Spanish-speaking population. Mm. So it makes it a completely different market, and it's a very unique market because everywhere else you look, everything caters to the Mexican market, the Mexican community, unless you're in cities like Miami or New York where you're going to have a lot of Dominicans, a lot of Puerto Ricans, a lot of Cubans.
Yeah, interesting. So did you, most importantly, to make it a truly authentic experience, did you get Jaden a pupusa?
So you know what? Everyone's asking me that, and I think that's going to have to be part two because the Commanders were on a tight schedule, but I do have the people inside of the park. The pupusas that I gave you come from Factoria Maria, right? They're the pupuseria inside of Commanders. Now it's known as Northwest Stadium. They're the official vendors. So I did mention to him that we have some pupusas pending, and hopefully we can make it happen. And I know I owe B-Mitch some pupusas.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to join.
Yes,
and
I will.
And JT, we can have a round two, and hopefully the president of El Salvador tweets at us again.
That was so wacky, dude. wild times with Mo. Whatever happens, you know it's going to be interesting. On the field this weekend, Commanders win. How?
They got to win big. The Carolina has too many injuries. You have to take advantage of that. I think the Commanders are in a row, although they're coming off a loss against Baltimore Ravens. I think we can all agree that it was very impressive. They held their own. I think the team with the pieces we have, with that chemistry that Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are showing, there's a lot to build from, right? I think that's an opportunity for this team to beat on a team that's debilitated because they have injuries, because they're not doing their best. They haven't had the best start. These are the games you have to win. Then the following week, we can have a different conversation. But I think a game against Carolina is a game you have to take advantage of. I see the team, you know, easily winning 28, 2014, I would say.
You watched this team a long time, just like we have. How much fun is it right now?
Best time of my life. I'm not lying to you. I'm being serious. I was thinking about this because I was going to tell JP. I can't remember a season where we're getting to the middle of the season, week 7 or 8, and we're in it fighting and talking about the Commanders being in first place in the division. The last thing I can recall is the RG3 year, which was very electrifying, but it was a completely different start to the season. They turned it around after Coach Shanahan said that everyone was under evaluation and everyone was playing for their job. It was a different atmosphere. It was a different vibe. I think the culture has definitely taken a turn.
Sure.
Probably we're not quite there because I think great things take time to build, and this is the right direction for the Commanders. I think from here moving forward, we might be seeing those years that people like JP grew up with, right? Those glory years. B. Mitch, you remember those years, but most of these kids have not seen that in their lifetime. I think from this point forward, the Commanders are going to start building something great. Maybe I just have a lot of faith, but it's what I feel and it's what I'm seeing right now from the team and from the fans.
Mo, thank you for making time for us, brother. I'll see you on Sunday.
See you guys on Sunday.
It's our guy, Moises Linares. You can give him a follow at M. Linares, LinaresDC. When we come back, one more time for Jeff Song, and we got to make some bets. All right, folks. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday concluding. You can go hang out. I bet they got Scotty's Vodka and Red Bull at Spanky's. Grant and Danny going to be at a bar all afternoon. Friday afternoon, nice weather, football, baseball. It's the first baseball game, Tobo.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Hey, that's right. 5 o'clock somewhere. Vibes, dude. Vibes.
5 o'clock everywhere.
Now, how you want to do it, Jeff? You want to do bets and then the song?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Let's do it. Jeffrey?
So to clear some things up,
oh.
I know we always say, he say, all right, gather around.
I like the whatever.
It don't sound like all right.
Whatever Lamphill
he
says.
He say, all right, gather around. We didn't hear Trevin. But now let's get to the results of the week. In last place, JP Finley.
Nah.
Yes, you are 1-3. BC got the belt to bottom last night. Sitting in third place, Jeff Walker. Y'all laughed at me for taking the Broncos yesterday, and I'm not going to lie. I was trying to jinx Cleveland. And when I left out the house last night, I was excited because Judge had hit that 2-run. Then we got that 1-run in. So I'm like, yes, we're going to be good. I'm driving up to my gig, the DJ. Bleacher Report comes across my phone. The Guardians beat the Yankees in overtime. I'm like, what?
So you won a parlay, hit a parlay last night?
I hit my parlay, bittersweet, sitting at 2-3. And at first place, well, Landini's sitting at second place. He's sitting at 2-2 on the week because his don't count today. And
they don't count today.
And the Broncos.
Jeff, I gotta be honest, you are butchering this.
And finally, yeah, it's because usually it's right here in front of me.
Yeah,
and in first place, it's B. Mitch at 3-2.
It's what I do, bro. It's what I do.
Congratulations.
It's what I do,
barely. Hold on. Before we get to this song, a little bit of real news. I just saw this from Rap Sheet. Panthers are releasing veteran corner Troy Hill. Now, what did Adam Peters tell us in late August? You're probably not getting much better this time of year. That's factual. This is a veteran corner. Kind of interesting. 60 career starts.
Hey, man.
This is a guy that can help you now and costs nothing.
If they think he's good enough, let him do it. If they don't, we're going to let Troy Hill go wherever he's going.
Sure. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah. No need to point out. Adam Peters is in place. It's no longer Vinny Serrato and the rest of them fools.
Now, Jeff, introduce your song. Song just taking us out?
Yep. It's going to take us out. Week 7, make a play. Let's go into the Fed and whoop these Panthers this week.
We could have won that game last week, but we didn't make a play when we needed to make a play. Now my question this week is, who gonna make a play? Who please.
Offense and defense, take advantage of their weakness. I said, who?